The voice is unmistakably that of Sir David Attenborough. The words are those which opened The Life of Mammals, Attenborough's new magnum opus for the BBC, the latest in an extraordinary line that passes back through life in the freezer and the life of birds to life on Earth. We are familiar enough with his work now to know that a number of things can be guaranteed about the life of mammals. Attenborough will draw our attention to animals in places we didn't know existed. He will begin a sentence in, say, Australia, and finish it in Brazil. We will marvel again at Attenborough, the great communicator, the peerless educator. Oh, for his insatiable curiosity and energy at 77. Oh, for the civilizing effect of his knowledge. And we will be virtually appalled and intrigued by the ways in which mammals hunt, eat, and form relationships. Fluffy and Annie are in the woods. Suddenly, they see Rabbit. Rabbit is very sad. "Hello, Rabbit," says Annie. "What's the matter? Why are you sad?"
"Look, Annie, I don't have a tail," says Rabbit.
"Maybe I can help," says Annie. "Here's a tail for you," says Annie. Now, Rabbit has a beautiful long black and white tail.
"Oh, no, not a dog's tail," says Rabbit.
"Okay, let's try again," says Annie. Now, Rabbit has a beautiful long orange tail.
"Oh, no, not a fish's tail," says Rabbit.
"Okay," says Annie. "Let's try this one. This is my favourite." Now, Rabbit has a beautiful long blue and green tail.
"Oh, no, not a bird's tail," says Rabbit.
Now Annie is sad. She goes away. "Let's help Rabbit," says Fluffy. "Rabbit needs a tail. We can all help you, Rabbit," he says. "Yes, yes, let's look for a tail," say the animals. The cat brings back some honey. "Honey," she says. The birds bring back cotton wool. "Here's some cotton wool," they say. "Let's put it together," say the birds. "And make a ball," says the fish. "The ball looks just like a tail." "Rabbit," says the cat, "let's put the honey here." And she puts the honey on his bottom. "Let's put your new tail here," says Fluffy. And he puts the cotton wool ball on Rabbit's bottom. Rabbit looks at his new tail. "Oh, yes, this is a wonderful rabbit's tail. I love it," he says. Annie comes back. "Oh, Rabbit, it's beautiful," she says. "That's a perfect rabbit's tail."